For centuries, polar bears have enjoyed Arctic waters in isolation, but now they are getting company in the summer. Last summer, China sent its first icebreaker, the Snow Dragon, over the top of Russia from Shanghai to Iceland. Then, the Yongsheng, a freighter operated by China's COSCO shipping company, became the first Chinese merchant vessel to take the summer shortcut. It sailed from Shanghai to Rotterdam, cutting 2 weeks off the normal route through Egypt's Suez Canal. As these NASA photos show, the Arctic ice around the North Pole shrinks every summer, and the trend is towards more and more open water. Even Russian President Vladimir Putin agrees with the American scientists.
It is absolutely clear now that the climate is changing. It is clear now that the northern latitudes can be open for shipping for 100 days or perhaps 150 days, and that new regions are opening up for economic activity.
While Russia invests in more icebreakers, experts at a recent Arctic conference say they see growing opportunities for trade. Felix Tschudi, chairman of a Norwegian shipping company, has shipped iron ore from northern Norway to China.
We believe that the potential of the Northern Sea Route is large. It will be gradual. It will not be like any explosion. In 2010, there were four ships going using the transit route. In 2011, there were 34. And in 2012, there were 46. This year, we expect around about 50 ships.
Lawrence Brigham was the captain of a United States Coast Guard icebreaker based in Alaska.
Really, we're looking at a seasonal supplement to the Suez Canal carrying natural resources. We're not going to retool the global container ship traffic.
Indigenous leaders and environmentalists worry about an oil spill in the fragile environment of the high north. Aqualuk Linga from Greenland is chairman of the Inuit Circumpolar Council.
But you cannot use the Arctic as a laboratory. It's not a laboratory. It's not the Arctic Ocean is not the last frontier. It's our home. People have to remember that people live there.
But his neighbor, Olafur Grimsson, the president of Iceland, welcomes Chinese ships.
But next month, the CEO of COSCO, the largest shipping company in China, will explain at the new Arctic Circle Assembly in Reykjavik how China is already preparing for a new era in global shipping when the melting of the Arctic sea ice will connect Asia in a new way to America and Europe.
What may be bad for polar bears may be good for shipping between Asia and Europe. James Brook, VOA News, Salahard, the Russian Arctic.